Welcome to the Community for Coaches podcast, where we help coaches intentionally and effectively use sports to transform lives.
I know that I still remember stuff from my coaches when I was younger that they always taught me, and that's what I hope to instill in my players too, just kind of a sense of responsibility, a sense of work ethic, a sense of being a really good teammate. I think that's one of the biggest things that I really stress to my kids is that, you know what, it's you're not playing for yourself, you're playing for each other.
Okay, well, welcome to the Community for Coaches podcast. It is Coach of the Year 2024 season. Alec and I'm Ryan Kraskowski. Alec and I are blessed today to be joined by a finalist for Metro KC Female Coach of the Year. Our guest is Michelle Abshire, and Michelle coaches volleyball at Blue Valley West High and also with the Mavs Volleyball Club. And so, Michelle, thank you for being with us. Thanks for being part of the class of 24. It is great to have you. And yeah, really looking forward to the conversation today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. Now I'm going to kick it over to Alec because Alec is, he's got our first question and our first point of conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming on. We'd just like to start with just hearing a little bit about how you got into coaching and what kind of where you've coached. So.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Silver Lake, Kansas, which if anyone has heard of that place, it is a small little sports school on Highway 24. And so I grew up with a ball in my hand.
Silver, I'm going to interrupt you. Like Silver Lake, like the home of Mitch Holtis.
Mitch Holtis, you got it. I used
there
to
be
for him. Yep. And so it was just an amazing place to grow up. It had so much support, and I feel like that just growing up there really shaped me, and I knew I wanted to coach just from going there. I was part of a very successful high school girls basketball team. We won state in 88 and played in the championship in 89, fell a little short, but I just remember growing up watching that dynasty of a program, and I knew I wanted to play on that team. And I think just that experience is what made me want to coach so I could instill that in other young girls.
So talk a little bit about your playing experience. Like what were some things that were important kind of when you were first falling in love with just playing the sports, playing volleyball?
So like I said, I kind of grew up with a basketball in my hand, but then as soon as I started playing volleyball, I instantly just took to it. And I played it in high school along with, I did basketball, I did track. When you go to a small school, you can do everything. And I loved them all. And then I went to Baker University and played volleyball and basketball there as well. And it was amazing. Before I went to Baker, though, I did go to Allen County JUCO, and I had the pleasure of being coached by Ken Darting, who is also a huge basketball legend. When I went to Baker, my dad had just passed away. And I, in the fall of that year, it was still pretty new to me to not have my dad around. And it was my volleyball team that really just helped me get through it. And I think that's when I realized that sometimes life isn't fair, but when you are playing a sport, whether it's for that hour or that day, nothing else matters and everything's kind of good and right in the world again. And again, I think that's influenced me a lot. So.
Wow. So important. I think, that's such almost like a sacred space, like sports can be for people to like heal.
Yes.
just to say like that actually was the best place for you. And
yes.
That as a coach, you're like shepherding that space is significant. Is that something that, other experiences or as a coach, you've had chances to kind of, how do you kind of create that space for others?
I think it just made me very mindful of that. We don't always know what everyone's going through and that everyone has a story really that we meet and all my athletes that I meet have a story. And, sometimes their story is a tough one And if I can just provide a space for them that is good, like I said, for that part of their day, that's just really important to me. And I think you just have to it's all about building relationships and building that trust with kids, you know. And because every kid's different, some athletes will come right out and you'll know when they've had a bad day or whatever. And some of them are a little bit tougher to crack, you know, but it's all about building those relationships.
What would you say like is kind of your why for coaching? Like, what is it that kind of gets you up, you know, year after year to get out there and coach?
I think it's a lot of what I was just talking about. I'm a big quote person. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Silver Linings Playbook, but I love that one. And there's a quote at the end that says, the world will break your heart 10 ways to Sunday. And I think that's true. But then again, I just come back to when you're playing a sport for that amount of time, everything just seems good again. You know what? You might have all this baggage on the outside or stuff that's going on, like a lot of noise, as I call it, but everything should be pure and good again when you get on a court. So that's what I think. I also think just growing up in Silver Lake and my coaches influenced me so much just to have such a good work ethic. You know, they taught me to be on time. They told me to, you know, they taught me how to work hard. They taught me that you just can't get better during the season. You got to have a ball in your hand outside of the season. But I also had coaches who were right there with us too. Lauren Ziegler was a coach in Silver Lake forever. He really built that dynasty there in girls basketball. And I remember during the summers, he would be there right where we were when we were playing like driveway basketball and stuff like that. And that was just such a huge influence to me. Like, you have some coaches who will show up and collect their paycheck, right? And then you have coaches who will be in the gym with you whenever you want, or they'll just go that extra mile. And I think that's something that I try to do for my athletes too.
So Michelle, we know you've been coaching at Blue Valley West High, you said, for about 8 years.
8 years, yes.
So what was, and also involved in club volleyball. So what was the progression? How did you wind up in those two places?
I've coached club now for probably at least 20 years. I was trying to remember exactly how long. It's been a long time. And I was asked by Kathy Bates, who is the Mavs director, to come coach because she knew I had volleyball background. And I went in and did it and I fell in love with it. And so volleyball has become a year-round thing for me, whether if I'm not in high school season, I'm in club season. Blue Valley West, the job opened up that they needed a varsity assistant. And I had been a head coach in Paola for 20 years, but always lived here in the area. And so was looking to teach and coach here. And so when that job opened up, I knew a lot of the kids and players who go to Blue Valley West just through my work at Mavs. Yeah. I went in and interviewed for that, and I have loved it. I think this is exactly what I needed. I love coaching with Jess Horstick. She and I will be on the sideline and the same thing will come out of our mouth at the same time. And we just turn to each other and laugh. And even though she's like 20 years younger than me, we just have the same competitive spirit, but also we just have a passion for the game and also understand the side of it that these are kids and we got to take care of them too.
Yeah, so that's cool. I love that part. I love the way you said that we get taken care of people. Yeah. And it's cool that you mentioned Jess Horstick, who, oh man, it was either 20 or 21, was also a finalist for this Metro KC Female Coach of the Year. So a little bit of a Blue Valley West volleyball legacy going on there.
Yes.
So that's cool. Kudos to you both. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
What would you say are some things that are you enjoy about coaching club, coaching high school, kind of maybe some differences or things you enjoy about it that are different?
Yeah. So for club, I coach younger kids, 11, 12s, possibly 13s. Mm-hmm. But they are very much gym rats like myself. And they will be in the gym whenever, if I say, hey, there's an opportunity, they want to get in there. Their parents are supportive of that too. We're very competitive. We get to travel around the nation and play and represent Kansas City, which is very cool. Just a couple weekends ago, we were in Orlando playing and in the Sunshine Qualifier. And ironically, it was us and another Kansas City team that were playing in the final. So that was pretty cool. It kind of showed how good Kansas City volleyball really is. And then for high school ball, I like the fact that I can see kids when they're younger and playing like club ball, whether it's someone that's played at Mavs or even just another club, and then you almost get to watch them grow up, and then to possibly get to coach them in high school again is just, it's really special. So I've had a few athletes that I've got to coach when they were a lot younger, and then get to turn around and coach them again in high school. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
So.
no, that's great. That's very cool.
And you're right. Kansas City volleyball is very legit, is what I hear. Just that there's a
Yes.
ton of players playing at a high level. A lot of success there. So, and it's got to be the coaches because we're not actually a ginormous city.
Right.
A lot of
Right.
other really big cities, and typically speaking, I know this from soccer, the best soccer places are generally the biggest cities. So smaller city is good and has a good reputation. It's because of the coaches, pretty much, because that's really the biggest swing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. I think you have a lot of very dedicated coaches around here for sure, because you're absolutely right. Like in the bigger cities, Atlanta, Dallas, you have multiple professional sports teams. And we'll go to these places and we'll be like, oh, her dad plays professional basketball, or that girl's cousin played for Texas, or whatever it might be. So it's kind of cool that, like you said, a smaller community has such a good reputation, and we're competing and a lot of times beating these teams from bigger cities. So
let's see here. What advice do you have for younger coaches or just coaches getting into it? What would you give advice to them getting into it?
I think to for sure have a mentor. I think that's the best thing. Have someone that, has more experience than you, so to speak. They can teach you everything from not only X's and O's, but a lot of those little things, like just, building relationships and sometimes how to deal with parents. It'd be great to say that every parent out there always loves every coach, but that's not the case. And sometimes you need someone around to remind you that's okay. I think that's what I love about my relationship with Jess is that she is so very smart in terms of volleyball and so very competitive, and has obviously built a very good program. But then I've been able to come in and just kind of be that person to be like, hey, it's okay. Sure, we might have some people that are upset with us, but it's going to be okay. So.
I think that's a really important part with mentors is they can a lot of times help you figure out what is a real fire or like a real problem versus just part of the job. I don't know.
Right. So, and yeah, I just think it's always good to have someone. And I think sometimes when you're younger, and you get a job, you're very gung ho. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know when we're young, So it's nice to have someone around that you can b bounce ideas off and things like
I'm going to jump in here. Alec, I do like what you said because when you're first in it,
that.
any little bit of a hiccup can feel like a crisis. And having that mentor, having that other voice, having that, the people that are pushing in the same direction, that's a huge piece because, yeah, every once in a while there is a crisis, but most of the time these are minor things that will either blow
Yeah.
over or can be handled pretty easily.
Correct.
And so, telling for a young coach to be able to have that somebody in their ear that has that perspective is, oh, it's extremely valuable.
Yes.
I
Yes.
just, I don't know. I thought that was an important point worth re-emphasizing. So
Yes. Yeah.
indulging me.
Yes. I think another thing too, like I said, I'm a big quote person, and there's a quote from Winston Churchill that I like. It's that success is not final and failure is not fatal. I wish someone would have told me that as a younger coach. You know, I think sometimes, especially when you're in that big game and you come out on the wrong side of it, or what you think is the wrong side of it, it's okay. You know, it's not fatal. It's going to be okay. We got to keep working. So I really like that quote, and I always share it with my teams each year. So.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
we're on this journey together. We're living an adventure. Let's live into it. You know,
Right.
things are gonna go our way, things are gonna go against us. Let's enjoy this together. I think that's a huge, I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, Alec, back to you. Sorry.
No, it's good. I agree there. I was also just thinking about something my dad said. He came out and watched. He had six kids, all played sports. All of us big into soccer, a lot of state championships won and lost, or you know, upsets or whatever. And I was taking my first club team to their first ever state championship. We were in the final, and we tied the game up late. It was like no time left. We get a PK with no time on the clock, and this kid has like all the pressure because he has to make it. The game's over. He misses it, and he missed. And like it was,
Oh.
oh my gosh, you would have thought like somebody died. They all the kids just crumpled to the ground, crying, like they're just like you couldn't comfort them. It was horrible. And afterwards he was just watching, you know, the whole thing. And then, you know, they do the award ceremony, everything. And there's the one kid that was still crying, and he was like, it doesn't seem like it's gonna be okay. But it's actually going to be okay. Like you guys, it's amazing, and it doesn't feel like it, but it is. And he was totally right because that team now, like 4 years later or whatever, and they qualified to go to nationals, which is a really big deal. And that experience was good for him. It ended up being really good. It was hard, but it was really good. Lots of motivation for years to come, you know.
I've been trying to tell my club girls currently that you win or you learn, you know. And I think that's just really good for them in their minds, especially as young players. Hey, we didn't win that one, but what did we learn from it, and how can we get better the next time, you know? So
Good. Well, our last question, what's the difference between transformational and transactional as a coach? What do you think?
I think transactional is just more so about like the present time, like maybe just in the middle of that game in particular. You know, you're coaching them to possibly win or lose a specific game or match or something like that. But I think that you know, trans say the word again, sorry.
Transactional.
No,
Transactional.
transformational is the other one.
Transformational is more like, you know, after the game and after maybe that season and maybe after that year, you know, down the road, what effect have you had on that kid, you know? I know that I still remember stuff from my coaches when I was younger that they always taught me, and that's what I hope to instill in my players too, just kind of a sense of responsibility. A sense of work ethic, a sense of being a really good teammate. I think that's one of the biggest things that I really stress to my kids is that, you know what, it's you're not playing for yourself, you're playing for each other, you know, and just really getting them to buy into that, I think, is important. So.
What you said there is like it made me think like, yeah, like transformational, a key part of that is like the sense of time, longer sense of time is really important for transformational, you know.
Yeah, like you have to have that longer perspective. So.
Yes. And a lot of times I think with teaching and coaching both, a lot of times you don't even realize the impact you have until however many years later, you know? And sometimes it's like this surprise, you know? I know I've gotten some letters and cards like, I don't know, 10 years later, you know, saying thank you or whatever, you know. And I think that's just, to me, that's like the biggest compliment I can get is just a former player or student saying, hey, you really helped me with this, or you made me realize this, or you know, so.
That's great.
It's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to end.
Okay.
So, it's great. So,
Thanks, Michelle.
you are very welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us on the show today. If you want to learn more about Community for Coaches or our guest, you can check the show notes. I'll put some links in there to our website and contact info. And until next time, keep coaching with purpose.